sales, retail, trade, commerce. Where can you sell goods? Companies can focus on domestic markets, which means they sell their products mainly in retail outlets within the country. If you want to sell your goods in abroad, you have to export them to foreign markets. What retail outlets are involved in commerce? What features do these outlets have? You can sell your products in a specialist shop. These stores focus on one type of product, for example, shoes or textile. They usually have a wide range of products, but the prices are also higher than in a supermarket. One advantage of specialist shops is that they provide expertise. You can ask the shop assistant about the product and they can give professional advice concerning the product. Another advantage is that they offer high quality products. Besides the higher prices, another disadvantage is that the opening hours are not convenient. They are not open at weekends and in the evenings. Sometimes it is also difficult to access them by car because of their location. Supermarkets and hypermarkets offer a wide range of products, including food and non-food products. They offer the products at lower prices, because they can buy the products from the manufacturer in bulk. And the opening hours are very convenient. They are open at weekends and also in the evening. They are popular with customers because they are easily accessible by car, and they can buy different products at one place, including cosmetics, food, clothes, and many more. This way they can spare time because they don't have to go into 5 different shops. However, the quality of the product is not that high. You can buy cheaper products of lower quality. Another disadvantage is the lack of expertise or professional advice. Shopping malls or shopping centers combine the offer of supermarkets and the expertise of specialist shops. As for the opening hours, they are convenient because they have long opening hours, even at the weekends. Shopping malls usually have lots of parking places, even if they are located in the city and not outside the town. Since a shopping mall consists of independent specialist shops, the quality of the product and the price can vary. In addition, shopping centers also offer the possibility of having a meal in various snack bars, having entertainment, for example, a cinema, and they also offer different programs for customers, exhibition, competition, or fashion show. Chain stores offer the same product range at the same price all over the country. As for the product range, they are somewhere between supermarkets and specialist shops. They have a standard range of products, food and non-food, and they also sell seasonal products. Besides, chain stores regularly have special offers when they offer some types of products for a short period of time or while the stock lasts. As a result of COVID-19, the importance and popularity of online stores has increased. These stores have the widest range of products and the longest opening hours. You can buy or order products 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Another important convenience factor is that you don't have to leave your home for shopping. This way you can save time and save money, traveling costs. As for the disadvantage, you cannot ask a professional before buying a product, and it can be difficult to make a complaint because there are a lot of unknown and unreliable companies who offer their products. Another drawback is that sometimes the transport costs are very high, even higher than the product itself. It can be difficult to check the quality of the product before ordering because you cannot touch the product. You have to rely on a photo or image, which is sometimes misleading. The most popular products sold and purchased online are books, electronics, and clothes. There are, however, some products which are not suitable to be sold online, such as perishable foodstuff or valuable devices. For example, laptop, personal computer. How can retailers increase sales? There are various sales promotion techniques to increase sales. The most common technique is to provide a discount on the price of the product or service. You can give a discount on the amount of the purchased goods, over 100 pieces, or for a certain period of time, from the 2nd to the 10th of May, this month, and so on, You can offer a discount for first-time customers or regular customers. Another type of promotion is called BOGO, buy one and get one free. This way you can encourage your customers to buy more products. You can generate regular customers with the help of giving vouchers or coupons, which can be used for the next purchase. Another possibility is giving points that customers can collect, and after collecting a certain amount of points, they get a gift, a free product, or some discount. Distributing free samples or free trial is a good option if you want to promote a new and less known product. This can be done by employing hostesses in supermarkets or shopping centers. More and more retailers provide applications so that their customers can follow special offers and have access to more discounts. How can a retailer sell the products? Some retailers choose door-to-door sales with the help of agents or sales representatives. This way of selling goods involves home delivery, which is the most convenient for customers. As for retailers, they can save money on the building and rental fee, but they have to employ professional and reliable sales staff. It is also possible to sell products in brick-and-mortar stores. These are the traditional stores that customers can visit. As a retailer, you have to count with several costs, including rental fee, overheads, and paying the shop assistants who work in the store. The benefit of online stores for retailers is that you don't have to rent or buy a store. In addition, you don't have to pay the personnel because you don't need any shop assistants. Besides, you can spare the costs of heating, lighting, and design of the shop space. If you operate an online store, you can have customers from all over the world because there are no geographical borders for buying online. You can offer a wide range of products since you don't have to display everything that you offer in a small shop. Furthermore, you can offer longer, actually non-stop opening hours, which can also increase the number of purchases. As for the drawbacks, you will need a professional to create and manage the website. Besides, you will need very good images and product descriptions about the products. It is also important to provide all the necessary information about terms of payment and delivery. All these need some investment, so you cannot spare the costs of creating a website and an online store. More and more retailers opt for combining traditional stores with virtual ones. They open an online store besides the existing store, so customers can order a product online and get it at the store or return an item in the store, even if they bought it online.